It's HPR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Saturday and Sunday, there's a very talented actor and musician in town at the Blue Note, and he's our guest right now, Jeff Goldblum. You know him from The Fly, Independence Day, The Big Chill, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, Jurassic Park, some of his big ones, and of course the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra's band where he plays piano, the Capitol Studio Sessions, their record, and we're going to hear all about the special concerts he's doing, the album, and his fascinating acting career, too, as we welcome Jeff Goldblum to the show. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, brother?
Hi, Dave Lawrence, brother. How are you? That's the question.
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for asking.
And thank you so much for doing this, by the way.
Oh, you're so welcome. Another cool thing about the show, and it kind of lends itself to talking to you now, is you do some taking questions and trivia, I read, or fill us in on that unusual aspect.
It's unusual, I think. Well, every time we do it, it's different, and it's a surprise for me. We had John Mastro as the band sort of director and chaperone, and he writes things down that in between our jazz songs, he gives to me, and I cold read whatever he's given to me, and sometimes they're inducements. They're a blueprint for how I can play a little game, a quiz, or do some trivia with the audience, but it's also a surprise for me. So I don't prepare anything except my, my view of things, such as it is, sometimes imbecilic. But we have fun. People seem to like it. And yes, I take questions. And really what it is that I come with a full appetite of interest in who it is who's come to see us. And I kind of oftentimes just enjoy making a connection with them and sometimes taking pictures with them and that kind of stuff.
You have a great personality, and it's remarkable how much it just comes through in stuff. This record, and as a note about the kind of jams that Brother Jeff is going to be pulling out at this thing, his record that he has with the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra has some incredible, Herbie Hancock, Marvin Gaye, Nat King Cole. You look at the lineup of artists, and are there any stories from when you were laying that down at that legendary facility that come to mind?
Well, my gosh, we played in the Capitol Records building, that, like you say, legendary facility. It was amazing. That building was built, I learned, from the profits of the success of Nat King Cole, in fact. And yeah, we played something that he did. We had a great producer on that album, Larry Klein, and he suggested a couple of things. He had worked with Herbie Hancock. He suggested we do Cantaloupe Island. The Marvin Gaye song was new to us that he sort of suggested.
And in those studios where, like, Frank Sinatra, so many cats had done their bit in those rooms. It's a little epic being in a place like that.
Oh, you're telling me. And the Beatles were there, and the Rolling Stones, and many jazz giants. Yeah, it was incredible being there, really. It was a thrill to be there. But we had a live audience when we did it.
Explain the name of the band, which I was trying to find the connection to for the, again, it's Jeff Goldblum, who you know from Independence Day and The Fly and Invasion of the Body Snatcher, so many things, and he's bringing the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra to the Blue Note. What's the name? What's that all about, Jeff?
The Mildred Snitzer Orchestra, well, about 30 years ago, I started this thing, and we were playing out and about, but just kind of under the radar, just for my own enjoyment. I never was particularly careerist about the whole thing, and I'm still not. It's still just kind of an outcropping of a passion and part of the fun part of my life. And a couple of years into it, we had an invitation to play at the Hollywood Bowl doing the Playboy Jazz Festival. And it was the first time anybody required us to be in a program. So they said, what are you going to call yourselves? And I thought for a moment, really. And then this name of a friend of the family's, mostly my mom in Pittsburgh, where I grew up, whose name was Mildred Snitzer, came to me. And I thought, well, I like that name. That could be a funny name for we're not really an orchestra, but I'll call it the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra. And it's stuck ever since then, and that's what we still call ourselves.
When it comes to your acting side, can I ask you a question or two about that?
You sure can, whatever you want.
Okay, cool. My intro to you, I was 7 years old, 1978, film remake of Invasion of the Body Snatchers with Donald Sutherland. Any special memories, any unique memories about working on that set or doing that film?
I loved that movie, 1978. We went up to San Francisco. Michael Chapman shot it, who had done Raging Bull, wonderful cinematographer. Phil Kaufman is a great director and became kind of a brother and family member. I just adored him, and I worked in a couple of his movies. And then Veronica Cartwright, who played the young girl in The Birds, Hitchcock's The Birds, was my wife in it, and it was a great cast. And then Leonard Nimoy was in it, and we were all there up in San Francisco and working on this thing. And it was really fun. I thought it was smart, and I liked the way it came out, too.
When you were doing stuff like that, did your musical passions ever come up on the set? Like, did you ever talk music with folks doing that? Or I guess I was also looking at your film debut when you worked in 74 in Death Wish with Charles Bronson. I always thought he had a big love for jazz. Did you ever get to talk music with some of these kinds of cats?
Oh, I wish I had. No, I only had a small part. Was on the set for a few days in Death Wish, and Charles Bronson, he was nice to me, but I it was my first job. I was very hepped up about acting, and I think I wanted them to think I sort of had an idea about methody kind of acting, and I think I wanted them to think that I was one of the real guys from the street and a kind of a dangerous dude. I played a bad guy who
right.
menaced his wife and daughter. So it was more like that for a few days. And then, no, Donald Sutherland and Phil Kaufman, I'm sure they're jazz fans, but no, I don't think I don't remember talking about it at the time. You know, it was different in those days, too. Nowadays, when I meet somebody or I'm going to work with somebody, I look them up on Wikipedia or IMDb so I can say, hey, I've enjoyed you in this movie, and let's talk about that, and I have some questions about that. But in those days, I kind of didn't do it, so many subjects, not only jazz, but there are other things that passed by that now I wish I'd gone, oh, I wish I'd remembered and known to ask them about that.
That's funny. I mean, I don't know if music came up on this one, but you're our second guest that I know of who has had the really unusual distinction of working alongside Snuffleupagus on Sesame Street.
Well, I sang a song on that. I did that. I did one show. Yes, Snuffleupagus was there. He was wonderful. I think I met Big Bird. Oh, boy, I was starstruck with those guys and everybody else on that show. And, yes, I sang a song, as I remember, with Bob. I was his long-lost brother, and I sang a song about how we were brothers, but we were very different.
Right.
We were in the same family. I was kind of an adventurer. I dressed like Indiana Jones. And he was like a stay-at-home, domesticated kind of guy. But we loved each other like brothers.
Did you do the scenes for Jurassic Park here?
You know, I did two of those movies. The first two, we did 2 weeks exteriors in Kauai, on the island of Kauai. And had a great time there, of course, until the hurricane hit Aniki in the first one, which came at the end of our shooting and was tragic, really devastated the island. I think people died. We all huddled up in a ballroom underneath the hotel where we were staying and sort of, you know, hunkered down through the night. But we had a great time in Hawaii. I've been back many times before and since to almost every island, I think. I'm crazy about it. It's one of my favorite places in the world. And Steven Spielberg liked to talk about music. I usually say, hey, what's the score to the movie going to be, if you know, and because that helps me. He said, oh, yes, I think it's going to be something like this. And he would take to whistling because he plays a clarinet, as a matter of fact, as a side activity. But he's very musical, and we talked about that. And then the rest of those two movies we shot here in Los Angeles. And then this last one I had a part in, the Fallen Kingdom Jurassic World movie, and we all shot it in London. I shot my day in London, but I think the whole cast came and shot a bunch of it in Hawaii, of course.
At one of these parks here, they have a giant dinosaur footprint that they like to show to people. Little souvenir from it. Final movie question, and then we'll wrap it up with you. Independence Day, huge 1996 film. One of the cool things I guess I liked in that film was the relationship you had with Judd Hirsch, and he played your dad. And I mean, it just seemed so real when you watched it. You couldn't even believe, you know, the connection that you guys have. Did you ever share music, or did that become a bigger relationship with him?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I've been pals with him for a long time. I've known him for a while, but I love doing those movies, not least of which was getting to know him better and pretending to be his son. It was just a big thrill for me. He's wonderful and spectacularly talented and still going strong. He's working now and loves music, has an incredible voice and set of pipes himself, indefatigable and very powerful. You know, he's just great. I adore him.
It's actor and musician Jeff Goldblum sharing stories with us. He is Saturday and Sunday, 6:30 and 9 at the Blue Note, where he'll be playing live, taking questions, telling more stories. And thanks, Jeff, for being on All Things Considered with me. Maybe I'll see you at the show. and I hope this kept you somewhat interested.
This way, I was wildly interested. You're fascinating. This was a blast. And now my appetite is even more inflamed for getting there and seeing everybody who comes our way and playing music for them.
Brother, you did a great interview, and you're a lot of fun and a good sport. I really appreciate it.
You're fantastic, Dave. Thank you so much. Yeah, if you're there, tap me on the shoulder. I'll say hi. Aloha. Hey, it's Jeff Goldblum here on All Things Considered with my good pal and brother Dave Lawrence, the great Dave Lawrence.